Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Billie Eilish, it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Do you ever get so confused about what day it is? Like, today is Wednesday, right?
Yes.
But you're thinking about, like, a certain day that's coming up, and you know that you have this to do on that day. And sometimes I just get confused about what day it is just because I'm not thinking about the present. I'm thinking about the future.
Yeah, that happens to me, too. Especially when we have short weeks, that happens to me more. But
yeah,
this week in particular, like, it's not like it's long in a bad way. It just feels like maybe a Thursday today, not Wednesday.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, because I've been focused on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I forgot that Wednesday came. But Wednesday is here.
Hump day, here we are.
And also I'm thinking about Friday, because from what I'm hearing, Miley Cyrus is going to drop a new track on Friday.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know what else is this Friday? I believe. New Cardi B.
I saw that. Are we into that?
I'm super into that. Okay, yeah, that is on Friday. So it's her sophomore album. It's the follow-up to her, what was that, her 2017-2018 debut. But I loved that album. That was like, that went platinum in my car.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited for this.
All right. We're excited about Cardi B.
We got, there's features from Kehlani, Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know if this is correct. This is on Wiki, but Selena Gomez. That's cool.
Here is a clip of the Miley song. So this is called Secrets. This is what is supposed to drop on Friday. I need more.
Yeah, I need more than... Is that all she gave us?
Yeah, that's the teaser.
Oh, that's really a tease. Wow.
I like the tease.
I do, too.
It makes me want to hear the full song. That's Friday.
Didn't she just put out a new album at the beginning of the summer, Miley?
I honestly don't remember that.
I want to say that she did. Yeah, May 30th, 2025. Something Beautiful. She put out a whole new album at the beginning of the summer, and it just never really caught on.
We didn't care about it?
I guess not.
Am I allowed to talk about Ed Sheeran yet?
Yeah.
I am?
Wait, what?
Am I allowed to talk about Ed Sheeran?
Wait, what about Ed Sheeran do I not know?
The announcement?
We have an announcement?
Okay, so I'm not allowed to talk about Ed Sheeran yet.
Oh, maybe not.
Okay. I won't do it then.
Okay. Yeah, don't do that.
I think it's coming today, though.
Oh, is it?
I believe so.
Okay, cool. Good stuff.
So today is going to be very interesting because there might be an Ed Sheeran announcement. And lots of other stuff going on, too. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Later on this morning, the win streak continues. Will today be the day that someone can knock off Alyssa? 7:55 and 8:55 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Let's go to Cheryl in Parma. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
We hear you have a good vibe to share with us.
I do. My good vibe is seeing my daughter in her marching band costume and going to her performance this past weekend and seeing how hard she's worked and what she's done. And it inspires me to be a better person. Honestly, it does. Makes me want to work harder on my things in my life.
Tell us about your daughter. How old is she? What does she play in the band? What band is it?
She goes to Padua Franciscan in Parma, and she plays alto sax.
Okay. How old? What grade is she in this year?
So she's a sophomore.
Okay.
Alto sax. That sounds like it's not easy.
No. And she has anxiety, and she came into playing the sax at a later time in her life, like in eighth grade. And so she's really struggled to keep up with people way above her. And with her anxiety, she doesn't like being in the forefront of people and being out in the limelight. So I'm super proud of her. And they did a phenomenal job. And they're a very small band compared to some of these other public school bands. And I'm just really proud of her and really proud of our band.
That's amazing.
Has your daughter found her people? Like, the band is...
Totally. It is totally an American... I didn't believe this was possible. It's totally an American Pie thing. It is totally. They are a true family. Like, they are very close-knit.
Oh, that's the best. When you find your people, it just makes everything else so much easier in life.
Well, listen, Cheryl, I go to a lot of football games, so maybe Padua Franciscan will be on the schedule. And if so, I will keep an eye out for your daughter's marching band.
Cool.
Justin Bieber, Daisies. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So I have made more of an effort lately to step it up with my workouts. I kind of took the summer off.
Nothing wrong with that.
I said that I would take a lot more outdoor walks with my dog Myrtle, and I did. I did take a lot of walks, but I also gained, you know, a few pounds over the summer.
Well, whatever.
And so I've been doing this 12-3-30 workout.
And that's on the treadmill.
On the treadmill. So you walk on a treadmill, 12% incline, 3 miles per hour, 30-minute workout. So I've been doing that fairly regularly for the past few weeks.
Yeah, and I walk past you in the gym usually when I'm leaving work, and I see you walking away. You look like you're not hating it.
Also because I knew that I had my appointment with my doctor, with Dr. Vanderhoeven.
Oh.
And I knew he was going to bring it up, and he did, like right there. And he's like, do you think you can get down to 210 pounds? And I'm like, right now I'm like at 222.
Okay.
And every time he says something about my weight every time. Do you think? And I probably like 2 or 3 years ago, he's like, can you get down to 200 pounds? Now he's just wants me to get down to 210. Like he's.
Okay. Well,
he's giving up on me.
At least he's compromising. We love that.
So I've been trying to work out a little bit more. And sometimes I believe that there's signs from the universe that tell you that you should probably skip your workout that day. And it's sometimes a trap. Like I feel like the sign will come. Like, for instance, yesterday I'm in the workout room.
Yeah, give me an example.
So I'm changing. I'm putting on my workout clothes because I don't work out in the clothes that I wear to work. I have my workout clothes there. Mm-hmm. And I go to grab my workout shirt, and it's not my shirt. It's Will's shirt.
Oh, no.
And he wears adult small. And I'm like, there's no way I'm pulling this off in the gym.
Yeah, you could try.
So it's like, oh, do I just go home?
And then you're not going to go home and then come back to work because our gym is here at work.
Right.
Like a couple floors down from where the studio is. So you don't want to have to come all the way back downtown.
So I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to work out in the shirt that I wore to work today. I'm not going to fall into the same trap of making an excuse to get out of my workout. And then I realized I didn't have my earbuds, my headphones.
Oh, come on.
And I'm like, I'm going to do a 30-minute workout just in silence?
Yeah, that's insane.
It's a completely silent gym. There's TVs in there, but you're not allowed to turn the sound on.
It's like the longest 30 minutes of your life.
Most everybody has their headphones in, their earbuds in. And I walk into the workout room, and there's maybe 2 or 3 people in there, and they've all got their earbuds. And so I get on the treadmill, and I turn my phone on. So I can...
Oh, like with the sound coming through the speakers of your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're being that guy in the gym.
It's highly illegal.
Oh, is it? Is that against the rules down there?
Well, sure. You're not allowed to have sound in the gym. So I'm breaking the rule.
I didn't know if that was like an actual rule. I thought that that was more of just like a vibe that you got.
I don't know. Maybe it's an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that everybody else has their headphones in. They're not going to notice that I'm listening to a podcast out of my phone.
Well, sure.
But it felt like what I was doing was wrong. Like I felt like I was committing some sort of a gym crime.
You think the gym police are going to come get you?
I don't know who they would be, but...
Bad boys, coming scooping him up in the gym for listening to the speakers on his phone.
At least I got the workout in, though.
Yeah!
I did it. I pushed through. I ignored the signs.
Proud of you.
Am I the Bleep Hole on the way? The Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Am I the Bleep Hole? Mindy from Berea is going to join us, and I'm looking at what Mindy wants to talk about. It is homecoming season right now.
Ooh, yeah, it is. First dance of the year.
My son Will has his homecoming, I believe, in a week and a half. Mindy in Berea, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I should probably mention this. Mindy in Berea isn't actually Mindy in Berea. We've changed names and cities to protect the innocent here. I think that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
But Mindy, when is your daughter's homecoming scheduled for?
It's this weekend.
All right. And who in your family is attending?
My 14-year-old daughter.
Oh, she's a freshman too, like Will.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So this is big. This is the first high school dance, right?
Yes, and she is excited about it, and she's looking forward to it, and it's, you know, it's kind of hard for me to believe she's 14 and already looking at homecoming dances.
So what's the issue with all this, Mindy?
Well, She's very excited, of course. We all are. We went shopping and found her a great dress a few weeks ago. And I just figured she was going to go with some friends because that's, you know, I hadn't heard anything else. She's not dating anyone. She is 14.
Yeah.
But it turns out she was asked to the homecoming by a senior.
By a senior?
Yeah.
And you're just finding this out?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently,
oh, no.
I mean, you know, this is in the course of, you know, making sure she had everything she needed for the weekend. You know, we didn't want to have last minute crazies if we could avoid it. And so, you know, then, you know, so, you know, who are you going with? What time? What do I need to drive you? Who's
doing
the carpool and the pickup and the drop off? You know, all those little details that parents worry about.
And then all of a sudden she's like, I don't need you to drop me off anywhere. I have a senior taking me to the dance. He's driving.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, apparently he's a friend of her friend's boyfriend's friend. I don't know how this all worked out, how it came about. But it's, you know, either way, I just think it's kind of weird and also maybe getting a little inappropriate. He's 17. She's 14. I don't like the age gap. Not at this point. You know, it's there's too many hormones raging there, and I don't like the power dynamic. So I said no. I didn't say she couldn't go to the dance. I want her to go. She definitely can go. That's not a problem. But she's not going to be the senior state. I just can't let that happen. And obviously, she's having a gigantic meltdown over all of this.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I've talked to some friends. Nobody seems to have a clear idea. There's kind of a split on it. So I thought, well, let me just find out what other people think and how they're handling this. Maybe they can give me some ideas.
It's interesting that there's a split on this. Now, I am a parent, but I am not a parent of, I have boys. I don't have, I don't have a teenage daughter.
And it's different.
Mindy, do you think that your daughter purposely kept that last detail about attending the dance with the 17-year-old senior? I mean, because it seems like you're on top of everything. You know about the dress and you know about, you know, what time it starts and how late she's going to be out. And then all of a sudden you find out at the last second that she's not going with friends.
She's actually got a date.
Yeah, I don't know how the timing of all that worked. And I just don't want to throw that into the mix because, you know, that's a different conversation for a different time. Right now,
yeah.
I want to get her to go and enjoy the dance, but she has to understand that there's parameters and permission required.
Is your daughter accepting this as a compromise? Will she still go to the dance even if she can't go with the senior?
Well, we are still negotiating some of this.
If she's having a meltdown, my money is on. She's gonna take this down to the wire. She's gonna hold out hope.
Okay, 216-474-0104. Mindy has a 14-year-old daughter, a freshman in high school. She asked permission to attend homecoming this weekend. Found out at the last second that her daughter wasn't going to the homecoming dance with friends. There's actually a 17-year-old boy involved, a senior. Mindy says, you can go to the dance, you just can't go with the boy. You got to go with friends. Is she being the bleep hole? 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Joe Bros with the 730 banger this morning. They're at Rocket Arena win in November, right?
Yeah.
The Q Morning Show, it's Bill and Alyssa. We are in the middle of Am I the Bleep Hole? Mindy in Berea, not her real name, not the city she resides, but
no, we're keeping her anonymous.
Her daughter is going to homecoming, or as of yesterday, was going to homecoming this weekend. Mindy was under the impression that she was going to go with friends.
Just in a big group of people.
Yeah, I don't know how this happens. Like, as a parent, I would think that she would know this, but I don't know. I don't want to judge. Like, I thought that was an important detail. Like,
I know, but like kids are so last minute with stuff. I mean, I'm sure that there's still girls getting their dresses. You know, there's going to be boys running around getting their corsages and stuff too.
But it made me think that perhaps Mindy's daughter was not being forthcoming about her specific homecoming plans this weekend because Mindy found out that she's actually attending homecoming or supposed to attend a homecoming with a 17-year-old senior. What do you think about that? Melissa in Brecksville. Good morning.
Good morning. I think that you raise your children to know the difference between right and wrong. And you have to learn to give them an inch, to have faith in them that they're going to do the right from wrong. I think that she should allow them. And if she still is hesitant, why not meet halfway and have him come over for dinner or something to get a feel for him? But I think she should let her go. And kids' days have phones. Let her know that, hey, if anything happens, you have my number. But you have to let them grow up at some point. Give her an ounce, an inch, whatever you want to say. Let her try and go for it.
All right, that's Melissa. Kristen is in Lorraine. Kristen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think? Is Mindy the bleep hole for being hesitant about allowing her daughter to go to homecoming with a senior, a freshman daughter?
So I wouldn't exactly say she's like a bleep hole. I mean, it's a valid concern. However, like Melissa said, I think that it kind of goes with, do you trust her? You know, give her, you can't be like a helicopter mom, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like either way, she's probably going to end up with this boy when she gets there anyways. And it really is the whole experience too. I mean, that's kind of ruining the experience. People don't want to be dropped off by their mom. They want to go with their friends. I mean, the age gap can't be that terrible. I mean, they're in the same school, you know what I mean? So it's like there is some maturity level, but at the end of the day, I think it all comes down to do you trust her to know right from wrong, you know?
Thank you, Christy. I appreciate you listening this morning. Brittany's in Westlake. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here? Is she a bleep hole?
I don't think she's a bleep hole. I think she's a concerned parent, but I agree with the last ladies. I have a 15-year-old daughter. I've always dated older, and she said she's not even really dating her. She's just going to homecoming with her. I definitely think that if she doesn't let her go, she's going to end up there with them anyways, and then there'll be more spite to stir.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like you need to trust your kiddos, and you raise them right, and let them have fun, and be kids. At least it's just homecoming that she's going to. Like, she's not out doing something behind your back. So
that's probably the compromise here, right? Because there's strength in numbers.
Right.
If Mindy's daughter was able to go to homecoming, if she was able to travel with friends, and then, yeah, this boy's going to be there at the dance. And,
right, he's going to be there anyways, but I'm sure there's going to be chaperones. There's going to be teachers. There's going to be people. There's going to be adults in the room controlling the situation once they get there. So I think that, yeah, maybe compromising here, maybe just looking at it more as like who she's getting a ride to homecoming with versus like making it about like a date.
And how's she going to get home?
Mm.
Where's the after party?
Mm. Yeah, that's a whole separate question.
I think there's after parties after homecoming. Is there not?
I never got invited to them, so I don't know.
I've heard rumors about after parties.
We would go to my friend's basement and, like, sing Broadway tunes, so I don't really know. This is out of my wheelhouse.
All right, Mindy, please keep us posted. I hope you send your daughter to homecoming this weekend under the proper surrounding of friends and all the chaperones and everything else that you need
for
this weekend.
Yeah, I hope all the memories are good. Lots of core memories being made homecoming season.
All right. Anything further, you can send us a text, 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Sabrina Carpenter, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa just asked me a question a second ago.
Well, you have a freshman as well,
yeah,
Bill.
I do.
You have a freshman son at home. This is going to be his first year going to homecoming. What if the roles were reversed here? What if a senior girl asked your 14-year-old son, Will, to homecoming? What would you say as a parent? You can't hear him, but he's laughing.
Let me think about that. I'm going to put some thought to that.
Okay.
I'll address that after 8. How about that?
Okay.
We have Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up. So the win streak for Alyssa has gone on for way too long, since August 21st. So
it is getting a little out of hand.
Someone needs to take her down.
I'm feeling a little unstoppable, invincible, you might say.
We have tickets for Max McNown. He's at the House of Blues on Tuesday night. Also, you could be at his sound check as well. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up next. The win streak continues. Will it come to a stop today? We have Cindy in Elyria. Cindy, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
You know the rules. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Cindy, are you ready?
I am very ready.
Question one. In relation to Billy Ray Cyrus, who is Miley Cyrus?
That's her dad.
Question two. The name of the van that Scooby-Doo and the gang used to travel around and solve mysteries?
The Mystery Machine.
Question three. The name of the Disney Channel sitcom starring Dylan and Cole Sprouse?
Oh, no. I don't know.
All right. Let's move on to question four. What talk show host once gave away 276 Pontiac sedans to every person in their audience?
Oh, geez. Is it Oprah?
Final question. This popular breakfast treat was first called fruit scones.
Fruit scones? Cheese Danish? I don't know.
All right, Cindy, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please come on back to the studio? Cindy, you did very well. You went 3 for 5 today.
Oh, great, great.
So Alyssa is making her way back into the studio. She's popping her headphones on right now. It's Cindy in Elyria.
Good morning, Cindy.
Oh, good morning, Alyssa.
How are you?
I am great. I'm ready for my revenge. I played you a couple weeks ago.
So Cindy did very well, and maybe she will put a stop to this win streak of yours that is obnoxious right now. Cindy went 3 for 5. Alyssa needs 3 to tie and 4 correct to win the game. Are you ready, Alyssa?
I'm ready.
In relation to Billy Ray Cyrus, who is Miley Cyrus?
His daughter.
His daughter is correct. Billy Ray Cyrus is her dad. Question 2. The name of the van that Scooby-Doo and the gang used to travel around and solve mysteries?
The Mystery Machine.
That is correct. Question 3. The name of the Disney Channel sitcom starring Dylan and Cole Sprouse?
The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, come on!
I was obsessed with Cole Sprouse. I had magnets of him in my locker in middle school. Ugh.
Oh, you must be a little younger than me.
Question 4. What talk show host once gave away 276 Pontiac sedans to every person in their audience?
Oh, that sounds like Oprah. You get a car and you get a car.
It was Oprah. Final question. She's not getting this one. She already won the game, but she's not getting this.
Right. Definitely not.
This popular breakfast treat was first called fruit scones.
Fruit scones? Muffins?
No, sorry, it was Pop-Tarts.
Oh!
The original
what?
Name, yeah, the original name for Pop-Tarts was Fruit Scones.
And wow, then, that sounds so much more boring than Pop-Tart.
Someone in the marketing department probably agreed and said, hey, we need to call it Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Oh my gosh. Cindy, you did so much better than the last time you played.
I agree. No kindergarten questions. That was good.
But not enough to beat Alyssa. Thank you so much for trying.
Hey, it's not on you. It's not on you. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just on a hot streak right now.
You're just feeling super smart.
Just hang on, Cindy. We'll get you those Max McNown tickets, okay?
All right. That sounds cool. Thank you. My name is Cindy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104 again.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being with us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So earlier this morning, during Am I the Bleephole, we were talking with Mindy. And Mindy's dilemma is her 14-year-old daughter has been invited to homecoming this weekend. Mindy didn't find out until the last second that she was invited by a 17-year-old boy, a senior at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alyssa asked me the question. She said, well, what would you do if the situation was reversed? What if Will, who my son Will, who's 14 and is a freshman at high school, what if he was asked to homecoming by a 17-year-old senior?
Like, does that change it? Does that make it different? And what would you say as a parent, Bill?
Yeah, it does change things a little bit.
It does?
Yeah. I'm just being honest.
So what would your answer be? If Will came to you and was like, I want to go to homecoming, I was asked by a 17-year-old senior girl.
Look, I'm just being honest. I would let him go. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
You would totally just let him go as a freshman.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, the kid's got some game.
Oh, my God.
He's pulling high school seniors as a freshman.
And this is why I'm glad that we have your wife on the phone, too.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
So if Will came to us and said, I've been invited to homecoming by a senior, would you let him go?
No.
Thank you.
Why not?
Well, because he doesn't know anyone who's a senior. So if this is a relatively new person that he has just come across.
Wait a minute.
Like family friend or a neighbor, somebody that we've known forever. And so.
No, clearly not. Yeah. He would. I'm assuming that high school senior girls are not just roaming the halls looking for random freshmen to ask a homecoming. I'm assuming that they would know each other. What do you mean he wouldn't know her?
We don't know her.
You don't know her as
you
parents.
And I don't know her.
We don't know anybody at the school, basically, except for his friends.
Also, though, my question would be we know
his friends. They always come over. We have interactions with the parents, but he's never mentioned anybody that was a senior that he knows.
Okay, my point is, okay, so if he was asked to homecoming by another 14-year-old girl, we don't know her either. So would you say no to that?
No, I would say yes, because they've at least gone to school together for the last how many years?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, because I feel like Will, as a freshman, what common interest does he share with a senior girl? They don't have any classes, I'm sure, together. Like, how do their worlds even intersect? And, like, really, what does a 17-year-old want to do with a 14-year-old is my question. Whether it's a guy or a girl.
So no one's going to let it happen. That's what I'm hearing?
Well, that's not necessarily true. I can totally see Will just saying, hey, I'm going to the dance, and not telling us who he's going with. And then all of a sudden we get pictures from some other parent like, did you know?
Well, that's exactly what Mindy this morning on the show, that was almost exactly her problem. Her daughter was supposed to go. The mother had it in her mind that she was going with friends, that her daughter was going to go to homecoming with friends. And then at the last second,
found out
that it was going with a 17-year-old boy.
Right.
To recap, then, what I'm hearing is if that happens, if there's a high school senior involved, you're stepping in, you're overruling me, and you're saying he can't go with the senior.
Correct.
Thank goodness.
If Paula vetoes me, I'd accept the veto.
Your house is a democracy.
It's really not.
It isn't at all.
No. Okay, I was just curious on where you stood on that, and apparently we're polar opposites on that, and that's fine. We still make it work. We don't always have to agree.
The joys of marriage.
You agree with me.
You wouldn't let him go, but afterwards I'd sit him down and I'd explain to him. I would say, Will, this is how your mom feels about it. And then I'd give him a high five.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you, Paula.
Okay. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Bye, guys.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Great to have you here. I'm trying to figure out where this story took place. I guess it really doesn't matter.
What is it?
John and Michelle Wiley, they were married in November of 2021.
Okay.
And they figured out after they got their wedding photos back that they had a wedding crasher because there was someone in the photos that they couldn't identify.
Oh, like they didn't even notice it. At the actual wedding, though?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
I think it was when they were looking at the pictures.
Well, that's a surprise.
So they started posting pictures on their social media, and they're like, does anybody know this person? Because they were at our wedding, and we're just trying to figure out who they are. And, I mean, they were married in 2021. Well, recently, the person has stepped forward and identified
really?
Themselves. Yes. So his name is Andrew Hillhouse, and Andrew confessed that, yes, I was at your wedding. I was supposed to be at another wedding 2 miles away.
What?
But he said, I didn't realize my mistake until the ceremony had started, and I didn't recognize the bride.
Oh, no.
And he said, I thought it would be awkward to leave in the middle of the ceremony. So,
oh my God.
He was trying to sneak out at the end. And then the wedding photographer caught him trying to make his exit and requested that he stick around for a group photo. And he did.
What?
So that's why.
What?
That's why he was in the Wiley's wedding photo.
I thought, okay, when you said wedding crasher, I'm thinking like, you know, the movie, right? Like, I'm not thinking like just some dude that straight up ended up at the wrong wedding and then just felt too awkward to actually leave. And then he just had to commit to the bit. He was already there. He's like, I'll stick around for the group photo.
Well, I think there's two ways to crash a wedding. There's accidentally and there's on purpose.
Yeah. I always just assume that most of the time it's on purpose.
Well, I can relate to this a little bit. I'm trying to remember when this was. I was Paula's date for a wedding that took place in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a bridesmaid. So I'm just kind of tagging along for the wedding. I don't know anybody. These are her friends from college. And we had just started dating like a few months prior.
Okay.
So I'm new to everyone.
And
I'm in a strange city and I don't know anything that's going on. So when you're the date of a bridesmaid, you never see that person because they got to get up like super early in the morning and they got to go get hair done and makeup and things like that. So all I needed to do was just make it to the ceremony on time and make it to the reception by myself because she's in a limo with the wedding party. So I'm kind of driving myself around.
Mm-hmm.
I did okay with the ceremony part. I saw everybody get married.
Love that.
And then and this is the days before, you know, GPS, but I head to where the reception is being held and it's in a very large facility. And I walk in and I look and it says this reception for so and so and so and so. And I'm reading it. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even know the names of the people that are getting married. How bad is that?
Oh my God, you just didn't even know. You didn't even like realize.
You didn't have to ask. Yeah, I just know that I just know they're Paula's friends. I don't really know who's actually getting married. So I enter the reception and I grab a beer and I'm just standing around. Nobody's really there. It's not really packed yet. And I, you know, again, I don't know anyone.
Just hoping that you're in the right spot.
At that point, it didn't even occur to me that I wasn't until, you know, the wedding party files in, you know, the DJ is introducing them. And I'm like, I don't even recognize Paula. Paula's not in that wedding party. I'm in the wrong room. This is not my wedding.
You were in the wrong room?
And I had two beers by that point.
Well, you just put them on someone else's open bar tab?
I was making small talk with this guy and we were just talking about whatever. And I never realized I was in the wrong reception.
Oh, man. I kind of wish you would have stayed the stories that you would have had.
So as it turned out, this hotel, this reception place, was hosting multiple weddings that weekend on that afternoon. And I was just in the wrong room. So I just had to walk down the hallway and enter the correct reception.
How many people do you think have had just like one too many drinks and stay at that like wrong reception all night? Because you know that you're not the first person who has walked into the wrong wedding reception in that facility. Because like, I know what you're talking about when like there's multiple events going on.
But what you're asking right now, so you're saying that once I realized my mistake, that I was at the wrong reception and I realized that the correct reception was down the hall, you're saying I should have just stayed at the first reception?
I am saying you should have stayed. I think that would have been a funny bit. But I am also saying, like, there's definitely, in the history of weddings, somebody that has gotten so drunk that they've just straight up, like, been at the wrong reception and it didn't even know probably till the next day.
Well, let's test that theory. 216-474-0104. Your wedding crashing story, either was you or it happened at your wedding. It was either accidental like mine or on purpose. What happened? 216-474-0104. Q104 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Mackenzie in North Royalton. Good morning.
Good morning.
So did you have someone crash your wedding?
Yeah, we totally had a wedding crasher at my wedding back in 2019.
Okay. And who was it?
It was my husband's dad's ex-wife, like his first wife.
Okay, husband's dad's first wife. Got it.
Okay, so that means that your husband and his dad was at the wedding with his second wife, his current wife.
Well, yeah, we don't know how many he's on now, but current wife.
Oh, okay, yeah, I just assumed.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so how is this woman, how is your husband's dad's ex-wife related to anybody at the wedding?
She had absolutely no relation to anyone at the wedding except for her older daughter, who is my husband's older half-sister.
And I'm assuming that the older half-sister obviously was at the wedding invited?
Yeah. She was invited. She was one of my bridesmaids.
Okay.
But this woman, the ex-wife, that's not your husband's mom.
No. She is not my husband's mom. Like, so no one had any idea why she turned up.
And you didn't send her an invitation, clearly.
No. Oh. I mean, she was, like, not invited. And, like, I didn't even notice that she was there because I was kind of busy getting married.
Right.
But my husband's father was a little, I guess, annoyed or upset about this.
Can you blame him?
No. He was totally thrown off by it, but he ended up letting her stay.
Oh, my gosh. They let her stay?
What?
Yeah. I mean, so we didn't have, like, assigned seating, and there was plenty of food, and it ended up not being that big of a deal, but it was just, like, awkward and weird.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put myself in, and this is almost impossible, but if I was your husband's father, I guess maybe you don't want to make a scene.
Yeah, like, it might just make it worse.
Just let the crazy woman stay at the wedding.
Just give her some champagne.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what he was doing. Yeah. I mean, I had never even met her before. So this was like an awkward first meeting. I had my wedding dress on.
Right.
Oh my gosh. So she was she dressed up really nice?
I mean, she looked great. She had a nice dress on. She behaved herself. I mean, she didn't do anything weird. Luckily, she didn't get wasted. The only thing she did do, though, was she insisted on dancing with my husband. And she's not his mom.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was weird. And I kind of think she did it just to annoy my husband's dad's wife and their family.
Oh, yeah.
Stirring up the pot.
You're just looking out on the dance floor, mm-hmm. and this woman who's not supposed to be there, who has... That's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts.
Yeah. So, but she did give us some cash, which was cool.
She had a nice gift.
Okay. Yeah. At least she has good manners.
Yeah. She did everything she was supposed to do when you would attend a wedding, except for actually having an invitation to the wedding.
That was the one thing that she was missing. How did she even find out about the wedding? Do you know?
I think it was my husband's half sister, my bridesmaid.
Okay.
Oh, probably just said, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll be at that wedding. And
she was like, sure, I'll come along. Open invitation.
That's great. Mackenzie, thank you so much for calling in with that this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, 216-474-0104. We might have to bring this back. Some of these texts that are coming in.
I know, these are crazy.
Really? All right. Write that down. If we can
Wedding crashers. Yeah, let's get back into that later.
Coming up this morning after 9, a chance to win tickets to see Ice Cube, who is at Rocket Arena next month. So we'll have tickets for that. And we're going to play round number 2 of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Tomorrow will be the 4-week anniversary of Alyssa, the last time that she lost Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's not a month, as I've been told this morning.
I've never heard of somebody just saying that like 4 weeks is a month.
Right.
Months go by. You're crazy.
Right. So if I have something to do on October 17th.
That's in 4 weeks.
That's in 4 weeks. I better not say it's in a month.
Actually, no, that isn't a month because today is September 17th.
All right. You know what? You've confused me now. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is next on the Q Morning Show. The streak continues. Will Rachel and Concord be the one to take her down? Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 5 questions after we are all done. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Rachel, what do you think? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question 1, the actual name of our national anthem.
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Question 2, what is the card game where you win when all the cards add up to 21?
Blackjack.
Question 3. Before founding the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl was the drummer for what band?
I don't have a guess.
Question 4. During a trial, the person being accused is the defendant. The person accusing them is the...
prosecutor?
Final question. From 2003 until 2011, this actor played John Cryer's brother on 2.5 Men.
Charlie Sheen.
All right. Rachel, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Rachel, not too bad. You went 3 for 5 today. Did you find those difficult?
I did. It's really nerve-wracking to be on the call and trying to answer these questions.
I bet it is. And here's Alyssa. Alyssa, meet Rachel in Concord.
Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Alyssa.
She is beating herself up a little bit. But don't do that. She did go 3 for 5.
Oh, it's not even bad.
So let's see how you do in comparison, Alyssa. You need 3 to tie and 4 to win. The actual name of our national anthem.
The Star-Spangled Banner.
What is the card game where you win when all the cards add up to 21?
Blackjack.
Question 3. Before founding the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl was the drummer for what band?
Nirvana.
Nirvana is correct. Question four. During a trial, the person being accused is the defendant. The person accusing them is the...
prosecutor.
That's a great guess. Incorrect. That would be the plaintiff.
Ah! Dang it.
The prosecutor would be working for the plaintiff.
Oh, yeah.
Final question. From 2003 until 2011, this actor played John Cryer's brother on Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen is correct. Has anyone seen that documentary on Netflix? Is it worth it?
I came across it yesterday, and I was going to put it on. I think it's only two episodes. I haven't watched, but it's on my list.
Rachel got that one. Unfortunately, I believe Alyssa got four today. So Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge, and the streak goes on.
I'm sorry, Rachel.
Good job, Alyssa.
Oh, thank you.
This is ridiculous now, isn't it, Rachel?
It's fine. We're just going to be excited for her. Keep up the good work.
Hey, it's not all bad because you're still walking away with some tickets to see Max McNown next Tuesday at House of Blues.
Yay! My name is Rachel, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.